From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The response is stunned silence in Chicago after the International Olympic Committee said it will choose another city to host the 2016 Olympic Games, even after President Obama personally lobbied the IOC in Copenhagen. NPR's Cheryl Corley is in Copenhagen and describes what some might call the Herculean effort to bring the Olympics to Chicago.
There was a massive and very intense lobbying effort here in Copenhagen. Michelle Obama was here for 2 days lobbying. The mayor of Chicago was here. Valerie Jarrett from a presidential advisor who's the head of a White House office on the Olympics was here as well. Oprah Winfrey had come into town to lobby these delegates too. And apparently that massive effort, which also included a number of Olympians and Paralympians who had come to try to convince IOC members that Chicago was the best place for the Olympics to be held in 2016, all of those efforts failed.
NPR's Cheryl Corley. Tokyo is also out of the running. That leaves it to Rio de Janeiro or Madrid to win the bid. The winner will be announced within the hour. The nation's unemployment rate climbed to 9.8% last month as employers slashed more jobs than expected. Economist Hugh Johnson says the report shows the recovery is fragile and could take several months before the full effects of the recession are over. He says one program in particular helped the August numbers.
September clearly was a much weaker month for the economy than August. August, of course, we saw that pretty good number, a loss of 201,000, but we saw the Cash for Clunkers program, and that really caused a sort of a surge in activity in August.
Many analysts predict the jobless rate will move into double digits before it's all over. The economy lost 263,000 jobs in September. Rescuers in the poor city of Padang, Indonesia, are searching intensively for survivors of Tuesday's earthquake. The United Nations estimates more than 1,000 people have died. The BBC's Rachel Harvey has more from Padang.
The Indonesian authorities have made clear their priority is to continue the search for anyone who might still be alive under the rubble of collapsed buildings. But the longer time goes on, the more hope must begin to fade. Meanwhile, the rows of yellow body bags are growing ever longer. The main hospital has been badly damaged and there isn't enough room to treat everyone inside. So tents have been turned into operating rooms and recovery wards. The plan is to set up a proper field hospital. The sooner, the better.
The BBC's Rachel Harvey. Democratic liberals and moderates on the Senate Finance Committee put their differences aside and supported sweeping health care overhaul legislation today. President Obama is hailing the move as a milestone. Chairman Max Baucus says the bill will reduce the deficit, lower taxes for more than 40 million Americans, and protect Medicare benefits. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 22. This is NPR. A CBS News producer has been charged with attempting to extort $2 million from late-night talk show host David Letterman. Last night, Letterman told his audience he had sex with women who work for him. He described the extortion plot as quite scary and said he was afraid for his family. Letterman married his longtime live-in girlfriend in March. California prison guards have confiscated more than 4,100 contraband cell phones this year, more than all those seized in the previous 3 years combined. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Rachel Miro has more.
The Los Angeles Times dug into an internal report released earlier this week in which state prison officials say cell phones are a quickly growing security problem. Crimes committed by inmates using cell phones include escape planning, shopping with stolen credit cards, and coordinating the smuggling in of contraband items such as more cell phones. Officials were planning to test airport-style screening at prison entrances, but that program was put on hold due to California's budget crisis. In the report, the prison's chief supports pending state legislation that would make it a misdemeanor to possess or attempt to deliver a cell phone in a state prison. He also backs a federal bill that would let governors petition the FCC to allow prisons to jam wireless signals. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
A special review of the brokerage industry following the Bernard Madoff Ponzi scheme has found that its self-policing body doesn't work. A special committee's review is recommending that the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority's brokerage examination program be completely revamped to make detecting and preventing fraud key elements. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.